So, those were some of my do's and don'ts of how to design and conduct online training courses. Of course, with each online training course, it's also a learning experience for the trainer, where he or she finds out what works well or what didn't work so well, and then how to improve for the next training course. I'm currently preparing for another online training course with SLE later in this year, which I'm really looking forward to. I'm looking forward to meeting the participants as well, and focusing on this for me is a very exciting topic, of course, of disaster risk management. And with that, I want to also thank SLE once again for this opportunity to maybe share some of my experience and ideas on online training courses, and wishing SLE all the best for their Jubilee.